Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 19th chapter. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What more is there to say? We've heard the word of the Lord from Isaiah, the precious servant song, concerning the one on whom the Lord has laid the iniquities of us all. Jesus is the Lamb led to the slaughter, who was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, that we might be healed. We've heard also of Jesus as our sympathetic high priest, who by his obedient suffering has become the source of eternal salvation. And we've heard again the precious gospel of Jesus' passion, his innocent suffering and death for you and for me. The wages of your sin he bore. The price of your redemption he paid alone on the cross. And he did it in love for you, willingly, for the joy of saving you from what you had earned, punishment here in time and in hell eternally. No one took his life from him. He gave it up of his own accord. As our great high priest, he offered himself as the only sacrifice sufficient to reconcile us to God and save us from God's righteous wrath. Jesus truly is the Lamb of God, a Lamb without blemish or spot, who by his holy precious blood and innocent suffering and death has taken away the sins of the world. There are many details in John's account of Jesus' crucifixion on which we could focus, but we'll briefly consider just a couple. Near the close of his account, John writes, "These things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken." And again another scripture says, "They will look on him whom they have pierced." Not one of his bones will be broken. John quotes here from Exodus chapter 12, where the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron instituting the Passover. In Exodus, these words were spoken concerning preparation of the lamb, an unblemished male just a year old, from the goats or the sheep. With his citation of this verse, John is indicating that the Passover lamb had always been pointing forward to Jesus, whose blood was smeared not on doorpost and lintel, but on upright and crossbeam, not just to preserve the lives of any firstborn in the house, but to save from the wages of sin Adam and Eve and every descendant born to them. Not just any sacrificial lamb. Jesus is the Paschal Lamb, the Lamb of the Passover who sets us free from slavery to sin and Satan and death. With just a few words, the evangelist has picked up the baptizer's pointer to identify Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes of the way the sin of the world, who has taken away your sin. They will look on him whom they have pierced. These words, again from the mouth of the Lord himself, were first spoken to the prophet Zechariah. The Lord said to him, I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him, as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him, as one weeps over a firstborn. A few verses later, the Lord continued, On that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. There are two rather startling things about these words. First, in Zechariah, him whom they have pierced is none other than the Lord himself. Again, we are staggered by God's love for those in active rebellion against him. Jesus died for the priests and the elders of the people who falsely accused and wrongfully convicted him. He died for the soldiers who mocked him and beat him. He died for the crowds who demanded his crucifixion. As he was dying, he prayed for those who drove the nails through his hands and feet, prayed that they would be forgiven. What incredible love! While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When he died, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. Is this a fulfillment of the Lord's prophecy concerning a fountain that we would be opened on that day for his people, to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness? Through the centuries, many Christians have believed so. For as blood and water flowed from Jesus' pierced side, so now, by blood and water, that is, through his supper and in holy baptism, God showers the saving benefits of Jesus' death down on us, in the supper and by baptism, with his holy precious blood of the New Testament, and with water applied with his word, Jesus has forgiven your sin and cleansed you, so that you are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, holy and without blemish. No wonder we call this Friday good. By his crucifixion on this day, Jesus, the Lamb of God, has taken away the sin of the world, has taken away your sin. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. to life everlasting.